I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but maybe somebody. I saw this on Facebook a moment ago. If you're ever feeling useless, just remember, bags of ice have a nutrition label. I'm sorry, I couldn't help. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. I've got a sad story about a teacher. You know, sometimes there are just teachers who just stand out because they care so much for their students. Plus, they might be a little bit on the funny side. You might, you know, they might wear crazy ties or different things. And the ones that really you just remember throughout the years or decades, one of those is Clay King. And Clay King taught English. He's in the English department. And he taught a class called Word Study, which was very popular. And a lot of kids have gone on to post their condolences about him. He and his wife were the victims of a double murder, it appears, to be at the hands of their grandson. And so a lot of people, I heard about this horrible incident that happened in Pensacola, did not realize it was Mr. King. And, of course, we've had lots of tributes, you know, just pouring in. A lot of people are asking, when are they going to have the services? They don't have them posted yet. They will be at family funeral in Pensacola, but so far the arrangements are still pending. But he was even there when I was in school, just to give you a little bit of a history lesson. Wow. And so he was there for over 30 years, one teacher of the year, just a really amazing person. So what a tragic end for him and his family.
It's a horrible story. And I mean, I did not connect. I knew the event. I didn't connect it with the name you were sharing. And so, yeah, wow, unbelievable. You also have stuff in the paper about a bus driver. Something good happened for a bus driver?
Yeah, there's a bus driver at Oriole Beach. And to him, he's been living in the United States since the 1980s. And he doesn't really think it's a big deal, but he had to renew his green card every 10 years. And he finally got the message that, hey, you're eligible for naturalization. So he went up to Montgomery, Alabama to get to take the test, thinking that once he got that done, he would come down to the Pensacola courthouse at a later date and be, you know, have a ceremony and everything. But instead, they said, well, you can stay here and get naturalized this afternoon. So he was by himself, didn't have his family, didn't have any friends, didn't even have a photo of himself, but he did become an American citizen. Actually, he's a dual citizen because he is actually a British citizen as well. And the kids down at Oriole Beach, and a lot of the people have been welcoming him with, you know, flag waving and making a big deal about it. So he feels very, very happy about that.
I love that. We've got the Magdalene's house. They lost their gift shop or something. What happened here? The lease?
Yeah. So Magdalene's is a mission. It's a collective of people who wanted to stop the human trafficking. So they rented a place that had been a site where it was a massage parlor. They turned that around, turned it into a gift shop that the proceeds from the sales went to help people escape that life. And now, unfortunately, they have lost their lease. So they are trying to, at the end of the month, they're going to be, you know, leaving. They're looking for another location. They're not sure what they're going to do at this moment. But they said there's no way they're going to stop their mission. They're going to continue to help the victims of human trafficking. And this area, being a corridor into South Florida, is known for its human trafficking.
Right.
And they're actively trying to stop it. So their mission is very important, and I hope that they continue on. And we'll keep everyone posted about what happens next.
You've got a good story about some new workout equipment in Gulf Breeze. You got a story about Gulf Islands National Seashore increasing in visitors. You got a cool story about a guy setting records in running. And I'm going to pick on this one because it's near and dear to my own heart. When I was in high school, my senior year of high school, we actually started a boys volleyball team. I started the boys volleyball team, basically, in my high school. So I love boys volleyball. I didn't realize there wasn't a boys team at Gulf Breeze, but there is now. Is that right?
They're going to start March 13th. So it's going to be the fourth new sport that they've added in the last 10 years. So there's so many different sports now. I mean, practically everyone who is interested in being on a team can be on some sort of a team because there's all kinds of things that they've added. It's very, even sand volleyball. Mm-hmm. Now they're adding boys volleyball. So, yeah, so that's something new. And so we're looking forward to covering that as well. Our sports editor, Jason Thompson, he's just not busy enough, I guess.
Jason does such good work. No, that's great. No, I love it. Yeah, and the you know the sand volleyball, which we've expanded. There's a second team now for women's sand up at Pace High. So, no, that's very cool. All kinds of stuff in the paper. The paper always has a ton of information. The Gulf Breeze News comes out once a week on Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher. As always, Lisa, thanks for helping us understand our community a little bit better and keeping the paper flowing, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I hope so, and I'll see you in the breeze. Thank you.